to the political cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host for tonight, James Edwards.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Merry Christmas, political cesspool fans, wherever you may be tonight. James Edwards and Keith Alexander are here with you from Memphis, Tennessee. Our flagship station, AM 1380 WLRM Radio, and going out around the country to the AM-FM affiliates of the Liberty News Radio Network and simulcasting online to an audience that spans the globe at thepoliticalcesspool.org. This is the last show that we'll be doing before Christmas, and I have selected a personal selection of my favorite Christmas carols, Hark the Herald Angels, starting things out tonight. Each selection that we play this evening at the beginning of each segment will be a choice that I have made, and I hope that you'll enjoy it. The beautiful spiritual music of Christmas. We've been playing, you know, some songs over the course of the last month, some fun festive Christmas songs. Tonight we're going to be focusing on the carols themselves and the true meaning of Christmas. Keith Alexander, my friend, it's great to be here with you tonight, just a few days before one of the most meaningful days for those of us who are adherents of Western culture, and we'll be talking about that more tonight as well. But, you know, as we approach each Christmas, it prompts us to take stock in that for which we are thankful. And, Keith, I know as you are, I am very thankful for our listening audience. There may be shows out there, and indeed there are, Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, they have bigger audiences than we do. You know, let's not kid ourselves. We have a big audience, but we don't have the biggest. But there is no show, television, radio, or otherwise, that has a more dedicated or loyal listenership. Our audience is close-knit, we are bonded, and I use the word often, family. And I got an email today from a listener in Australia, Keith. Actually, it was earlier this week, but I'll read it tonight. It says, Merry Christmas, James, from Australia. For many years, I have enjoyed listening to your show. You have a loyal following over here. The show is the highlight of my week. You and Keith are an inspiration and true heroes in these dark times. Rest assured that we will prevail. May God bless you and your family. I pray that in 2013, more of our people will wake up and that the show will continue to go from strength to strength. Merry Christmas and God bless. And that came, Keith, from listener Tim, all the way over in Australia. You can't say enough about the men and women that make up our audience. We love them, and we love them at Christmas a little bit more than ever before.
And this evening, the green room is graced with goodies sent to us by our listening audience. We have moon pies, both banana and chocolate, provided by Courtney of Alabama. We have a homemade sweet potato pie by a listener that wishes to remain anonymous. And we have Christmas cookies prepared by Danny and Isabel. And that's just part of the fair here. So we'll get into more of that later. But this is just a great... We're going to be laid back this evening, folks. We're just rolling with the punches. We're going to enjoy ourselves. Of course, the left never never disappoints. There's always plenty to talk about, and we'll have plenty to talk about this evening, as we always do.
Very well put, Keith, and I'm glad you mentioned the care packages we received today from, or this week, I should say, from some of our listeners. Again, folks, God bless y'all. You know, you got the tone in that gentleman's email from Australia. God bless you. Merry Christmas. Our listeners are the salt of the earth. They are the people who made this world a place worth living in, and there are people under attack for which we provide defense. Keith, you mentioned we made some homemade cookies today. My wife and I brought some into the studio. Isabel helped. as you could tell. And I brought those into the studio this evening. We also made some homemade Christmas cards to give out to family members. And, you know, speaking of Christmas cards, I have been lucky enough to receive about 100 cards in the mail this year. And I have all of them sitting on top of the mantle above my fireplace. I got, and of about 100 Christmas cards, I had one from my parents, one from my wife's grandmother, one from you, Keith, and one from Eddie. And all of the rest were from members of the audience, not close personal friends, not other family members, my biological family, but the listeners made up about 90%+ of the cards I received. That is what I'm talking about. I guarantee you nobody else has that except for the shows on this network.
Reminds me of a sampler that I saw in the Cracker Barrel restaurant that is nearby here in Bartlett, where we often go for lunch. It had a sampler that said, "Friends always welcome, relatives by appointment." Would that cover it, James?
Well, that's about right, and I should mention that I got my most recent Christmas card today from Sam Bushman, no less, owner of the network here, Liberty News Radio. It just further accentuates the point that we're talking about with the connection that we feel with our audience and our staff itself. Keith, I got a very touching email from our correspondent in Washington, Peter Scoop Stanton, who provides fairly regular contributions to the show. He's been with us for a number of years now. He sent in an email. He can't be with us tonight or join us on the air because he's working. Unlike our enemies, he has a job. And this is what he said, and he asked if I'd read it on the air, and I'm all too happy to oblige. "As I said before, and I'll say it again," Peter Stanton writes, "the political cesspool is a family. We laugh, and we celebrate, and we mourn. Earlier this year, we lost a family member, Fran Alexander. I sent a sympathy card to the Alexander family to give my condolences. Not on the radio, not on social media, just a card from me to Keith. This month, I received a Christmas card in the mail. I thought it was from someone in my wife's family, as nobody in mine bothers to send Christmas cards. My wife asked who the card was from, and it was not from her family. I looked at it and was presently surprised it was from Keith Alexander. Keith had written a note thanking me for the card, thanking me for my contributions on the radio show, and letting me know that the welcome mat is always out for me in Memphis. I can't tell you how much this meant to me, as I'm going through some family issues, dealing with work, parenting, bills, and so on. To me, the political cesspool is not just a hobby where I can talk on the radio, but indeed, my extended family." And I think, Keith, a lot of people feel that about us, and certainly we feel it about them, not to belabor the point. But at Christmas time, you talk about the things that inspire you, the things and people you love, and we just can't really mention it enough how much our audience means to me and to you.
You know, if we had never embarked on this endeavor, if we had never gotten involved with this radio program or the movement behind it, we would never have known about the great number of wonderful people out there that share our outlook and just cannot, you know, fathom what is happening to the world due to liberalism. And it's wonderful to connect with them. And we do it every week here.
And we'll be doing it again right after this break when the show begins in earnest. Stay tuned, everybody.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, "Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about?" Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called vigor. Would you like to improve your vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free vigor score test today.
Available now at newsstands everywhere. The Sovereign Newspaper. It is time for you to read the most daring underground publication. Spreading the word through print, it seeks to enlighten a free people to be knowledgeable with current, important events and take action in their own communities to stop the New World Order agenda of one world government. This publication is so rogue and extremely daring that establishment sources and critics rarely give approval of its content. Featured articles by concerned citizens, prominent whistleblowers, and credible authors. The Sovereign Newspaper is a monthly, 32-page tabloid newspaper featuring incendiary content about current events in the age of Obama. The Sovereign Newspaper, available now at newsstands everywhere.
Jump in the political cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
Angelic voice. It stirs my soul. It stirs my spirit. How can you listen to something like that, especially at this time of year, and not be filled with hope and faith and goodwill for your fellow man? You know, that's our audience. Our audience is good people, are good people that are motivated by good and healthy things, as are we. But, you know, not everyone, Keith, is celebrating this time of year. Not everyone is happy about Christmas. You know, we always get cast as these evil, hate-filled wretches by our detractors. And as I say, our audience, and I know I'm certainly speaking out of experience when I speak for ourselves, we're full of love. We're full of zest for life, and we want to leave this world a better place than we found it, and that's why we're doing our work here. I think all men want their names to be known. They all want to be remembered for something. I might not ever be able to dunk a basketball, Keith, but our audience has given us something of eternal value here in doing this show. And at Christmas, we hold it just that much more tightly, and it's a little bit more special. But as I said, not all people are in the Christmas spirit this time of year. Jewish atheists, a group of Jewish atheists, have put up anti-Christmas billboards in New York City. It's being bought and paid for by an organization known as American Atheists, and that is an organization run by a gentleman named David Silverman. And I know that's going to be shocking to you, Keith. But the hatred for Christ is venomous. Here is the story out of New York. American Atheists, the leading secular organization in the United States, has launched its Christmas billboard campaign in New York City, urging people to abandon the Jesus Christ myth. "Keep the merry, dump the myth," the billboard reads, which features a jolly image of Santa Claus above a solemn wooden figure of a crucified Christ. A press release shared with the Christian Post by Teresa McBain, public relations director at American Atheists, notes that the billboard is strategically placed at Times Square. "We know a large population of Christians are actually atheists who feel trapped in their family's religion. They know God is a myth. They don't have to call themselves Christians in order to have a festive holiday season. You can be merry without the myth, and indeed you should," said David Silverman. American Atheists put out a number of billboard campaigns every year, seeking to spread the message that non-believers are not alone. During last year's Christmas campaign, the secular organization released a billboard in New Jersey that compared Jesus to Satan. So that is how, I guess, some people are spending their Christmas, Keith, spreading whatever it is that is, while we spread our version of Christmas cheer with songs, hymns, and carols just like that.
Well, let's call a spade a dirty shovel here. What they're spreading is hatred. And, you know, mainstream conservatives continue to tell us that the problem is liberalism, and that is correct in as far as it goes. Liberalism is a strategy that the anti-white forces used to basically try to destroy white civilization and culture. But where does this strategy come from? The strategists who came up with the strategy are almost invariably Jewish. They're the secret ingredient, as we say over and over on this show. They're the yeast that makes the dough rise in liberalism. Without Jewish intelligence, and they are more intelligent than the average bear, without Jewish money, without Jewish influence, without Jewish zeal, without Jewish media control, none of the liberal agenda would have gained any traction whatsoever, from the civil rights movement to radical feminism to environmentalism to gay rights, as they say on Seinfeld, yada, yada, yada. All of that stuff is a product of Jews. Now, it's not a product of the Jewish religion per se, because being a Jew doesn't mean that you have to be an adherent to Judaism. Being a Jew is a cultural and ethnic identity. In fact, the most corrosive group are, like this group, Jewish atheists. They're the ones at the forefront of trying to force societal change, and they're animated, like we said, by hatred. This is a perfect example. Now, as far as not believing in God, that there are a lot of people that do that. I don't believe there are that many people that are that stupid. Now, I understand how a person could just be a deist or maybe an adherent to another monotheistic religion, if that's the culture and the environment in which they grew up. But how anybody could look at this world, this variegated, related, invention called the world, and think that it developed accidentally using the same forces that make corn ripen or rust occur. That takes incredibly more faith than it does to believe in God.
Hear, hear, Keith. And, you know, this is a Christian program. I know, obviously, we have listeners out there, as any show with more than a handful will, that don't adhere to our faith, but they are still good people. You don't have to, you know, stand with us on the line on every single thing. We wish you would. You don't have to be a good person, and we are certainly more than willing to work with non-believers than we are some of these Judeo-Christian perverts that you'll find in a lot of the mainstream churches today. And I say that being one, well, not the pervert part, but you know what I'm talking about, Keith. We've talked about it 1,000 times on this show. You know, this is a pretty big story, what the atheists are doing, the Jewish atheists here with this billboard campaign. I guarantee you there'll be no shortage of churches tomorrow morning, the last Sunday before Christmas, that perhaps mention these billboards. But none of them will say these billboards would not have been put up had it not been for Jewish power and influence. And we will say that here. Now, by saying that, I'm sure someone out there is denouncing us as anti-Semitic right now. Well, there's a lot of Jews who listen to this show, believe it or not, that support this show. And we thank them for that. But we're not going to let this deter us from objective criticism. Jews are responsible for this billboard. That's just a fact, so we're going to mention it. And it's not out of line with their thought process whatsoever, which we will also mention. In fact, another billboard that they have run, Keith, in the past, this atheist organization, American Atheists, it reads, Christianity, sadistic God, useless Savior. Christianity promotes hate and calls it love. Join American Atheists. Well, if Christianity promotes hate, what are these billboards that they're putting up, Keith? Is that love? And we have a couple of seconds before break. I'll let you have the final word.
Well, it's very obvious that this is animated by pure hatred. There's nothing positive about this. There's no positive alternative vision for the world that is posited by this group. And again, almost every liberal group, particularly the most effective ones like the ACLU, have a majority of Jewish members, which is quite an accomplishment. For example, over 50% of the membership, the rank-and-file membership of the ACLU, is Jewish, which is quite an accomplishment since there are only 2.2% of the general population here in the U.S.
We'll be back right after this with more. Don't miss it.
Guys, we'll be back right after these messages.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Did you know that doctors are the leading cause of death? Heart disease is number two. But you don't have to be a victim. Hey, it's Patricia Aiken from CardioPrim. Start reversing the real cause of blocked arteries with CardioPrim Professional Strength Oral Chelation. You can have normal blood pressure and more energy in about a month. Naturally, without drugs. It's always a thrill to hear from folks that take CardioPrim for their blood pressure and then can't find their arthritis pain, or find they have normal blood sugar in addition to normal blood pressure, or they don't need their Viagra. It's safe, it's effective, it's affordable, and it's guaranteed. Feel 20 years younger. We've arranged a special offer for Political Cesspool listeners. Go to CardioPrim.com and use TPC for login and password, or call us at 702-449-0044. 702-449-0044. CardioPrim.com.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Traveler's Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Did you know that doctors are the leading cause of death? Heart disease is number two. But you don't have to be a victim. Hey, it's Patricia Aiken from CardioPrim. Start reversing the real cause of blocked arteries with CardioPrim Professional Strength Oral Chelation. You can have normal blood pressure and more energy in about a month. Naturally, without drugs. It's always a thrill to hear from folks that take CardioPrim for their blood pressure and then can't find their arthritis pain, or find they have normal blood sugar in addition to normal blood pressure, or they don't need their Viagra. It's safe, it's effective, it's affordable, and it's guaranteed. Feel 20 years younger. We've arranged a special offer for Political Cesspool listeners. Go to CardioPrim.com and use TPC for login and password, or call us at 702-449-0044. 702-449-0044. CardioPrim.com.
get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397.
The first Noel, the angel did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel.
How can you listen to music like that and not feel like a better person, not want to go out and do something good for your fellow man? And thankfully, Keith, we have an opportunity to do good for our fellow man, at least as far as we see it, and we think that we see it fairly correctly. Here on the radio each and every week, we've been doing it for the last 8 years, and hopefully we'll be doing it, and we intend to do it, for many years to come. Welcome back to the show, everybody. James Edwards, Keith Alexander, on the Christmas edition of the Political Cesspool Radio Program. Keith, you know, Merry Christmas itself, to say that is an act of defiance, almost a revolutionary act, to say Merry Christmas in public anymore, this whole Happy Holidays versus Merry Christmas culture war manifestation. Respectable conservatives love to blame Muslims for just about everything, including the war on Christmas, and that's just ridiculous. I don't have any particular affinity for Muslims. I don't hate them, but they're not our brothers in arms. I wish them well, but they're not our Confederates in this. They're not our people. But they're certainly not the ones responsible for the war on Christmas. Companies, cities, and organizations started replacing references to Christmas decades ago, and it's reaching critical mass now. And it wasn't to placate Muslims. It was to placate Jewish sensibilities, because saying Merry Christmas supposedly ignored the Jewish holiday of Hanukkah. But the little-known fact of the matter is, Keith, that even National Public Radio informed us just a couple of years back that Hanukkah is pretty much a made-up holiday, just like the ridiculous Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa was invented in California in the 1960s, and Hanukkah was invented in Cincinnati around 1870. And again, this isn't some sort of opinion that's coming from a so-called, quote-unquote, right-wing website. This is National Public Radio giving us the scoop here, the fact that Jewish people felt left out during the Christmas season because they didn't celebrate it. Everyone else was having a good time. And so a couple of rabbis in Cincinnati developed Hanukkah, and it spread from there. And that's all well and good, to each their own. I don't begrudge them that. That's fine that they do that. But the fact of the matter is that this is America, and America was intended to be and used to be a Christian nation. And for what it's worth, well, it still is, just don't look to your, you know, commercials to give you any indicator of that fact. But, you know, for what it's worth, we say Merry Christmas here at the Political Cesspool during this time of year. And Keith, the thing about it is, though, you watch commercials, it's all happy holidays, it's season's greetings, it's neutered things. It's supposed to be Merry Christmas. My daughter watches Disney Junior, and as God is my witness, I've seen more references and more greetings of Happy Hanukkah than I have on Christmas. And I'm a Disney aficionado. You know, short of a war hero, Walt Disney was one of the greatest and most inventive, ingenious Americans that ever lived. But that's not his company anymore. It just bears his name. But it's not just Disney. It's everywhere. Merry Christmas is an act of defiance to say it. And that just goes to show who really is in control of our country, certainly our media, and it could be argued our country.
Well, they're in charge of everything. Liberalism has marched through the institutions, and the liberals were the cultural Marxists, and the cultural Marxists were almost to a man Jews. Again, all the footprints tend to lead back to the Jewish camp. You really can't study liberalism and its triumph in America and in the West generally, and in European countries like Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, without finding the primary role that Jewish power and influence played in not only the triumph of liberalism, but the defeat, downfall, and decline of traditional Western values and customs. I've noticed that all of these songs that you've been featuring so far in the bumper music for tonight's show are old Christian or Christian-themed songs. Now, could you imagine anyone who thinks that people today are better people than our great-grandfathers or great-grandparents, great-great-grandparents, the people and even further back, forefathers and foremothers who created the society that created that music? But that's precisely what liberals not only believe, they insist that everyone else believe. And if you look at this society, this downwardly spiraling society that we live in today, how can anyone with a sliver of common sense believe that? That's what liberalism asks you to believe.
Well, Keith, make no mistake about it. I don't hate anyone. I don't hate Jews. I love everybody. I love some people a little bit more than others. But I can truly say in my heart, I don't hate anyone. But if you are responsible and you're doing things that I disagree with and things that I think are subversive and things that I feel as though are unhealthy, I'm going to call you out on it, man to man, and we're going to have a discussion about it. We're going to have a discussion about it because no one else is willing to carry that torch in the court of public opinion, short of the political cesspool. Yeah, I'd like to see you, Keith, go over to Israel and start a campaign saying that no one over there can say Happy Hanukkah. No companies can say Happy Hanukkah. If you say Happy Hanukkah, you need to look over your shoulder and make sure you're not offending Christians over there and see how far you get. You know, everyone should be entitled to practice their beliefs in their own countries. And America should be no different.
Of course, we have no country to listen to the left. We're the only people that aren't expected to have a sense of racial solidarity. Now, this is supposedly coming from the advocates and the champions of tolerance and who exhort everyone to celebrate diversity. They certainly don't want us to be part of the Rainbow Coalition or our culture. It's basically a big sock stuffed in the mouth of white Gentiles everywhere. And rather than, you know, one of the big lies is that liberalism is animated by benevolence, tolerance, and love. It's just the opposite. It's animated by envy and resentment. And how in the world have we swallowed the enormous lie, the lie of Orwellian proportions, that somehow we're the bad people and all these people that want to shut us up and basically want to destroy us and cause us to cease to exist, they're the good guys?
Well, what do you say, Keith? We call a spade a dirty shovel here on the political cesspool. And did you ever think it would get this far? You know, you're a child of a generation a little bit older than mine. Could you ever think you would live to see the day, even being born where you were? I mean, imagine people born 100 years ago, where saying Merry Christmas was something that would make people of lesser stature feel dirty, as if they were doing something offensive to someone else.
It just shows you the absolute diabolical power of psychological conditioning and Sigmund Freud. You know, Sigmund Freud supposedly said to a fellow passenger on the ocean liner he was traversing the Atlantic Ocean on when he came from Europe to America in the 1920s. He confided, "They think I'm bringing them salvation. I'm bringing them the plague." That's what they were doing, and that's what they intended to do. Of course, Sigmund Freud was Jewish, and he did bring the plague. He's basically caused people to go insane. Rather than curing insanity, he is bringing insanity to our society and to our people. To believe, for example, that we have a kinder, gentler America now than we had before, that, for example, American schools are better for racial integration brought about by the Brown versus Board of Education decision in 1954. That was the opening shot of the culture war of liberalism against conservatism as far as modern America is concerned, and who masterminded that decision? None other than Felix Frankfurter, who at the time was the lone Jewish member of the U.S. Supreme Court. And he did it by breaking the rules, by engaging in a back-channel communication with the NAACP's lawyers through a former law clerk named Philip Ellman, who exposed the whole sordid mess in a Harvard Law Review article in the 80s.
We got to take a break. More from Keith Alexander, the great, and yours truly, James Edwards, right after this.
Political Cesspool, guys. We'll be back right after these messages.
We got to get out of this place. If it's the last thing we ever do, we got to get out of this place. Girl, there's a better life for me.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center. Where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Are you looking for an affordable way to earn your bachelor's degree? Do you want a college experience that's more personal? Then discover your future at America's Transfer College. Students across the U.S. are choosing Ivy Bridge College as a better, smarter way to earn their degree. Thanks to Ivy Bridge's unique program, starting at a two-year college and transferring to finish your degree has never been easier. The program is simple. Start with Ivy Bridge College and take your first 2 years of college online. Transfer to one of over 140 of Ivy Bridge's partner schools and take your upper division courses. Then graduate with your bachelor's degree from the school of your choice. Personal attention, small class sizes, affordable tuition, and a clear pathway to graduation. Start your academic journey and contact us to learn more about Ivy Bridge College today. Call 877-622-2059 or visit americastransfercollege.com to find out more.
The government has spent $1 billion to try to prove that cholesterol causes heart disease. They have failed miserably. Hey, it's Patricia Aiken from CardioPrim. Reverse the real cause of blocked arteries with CardioPrim Professional Strength Oral Chelation. You can have normal blood pressure and more energy in about a month naturally without drugs. We never get tired of hearing from people that take CardioPrim for their blood pressure and then find their blood sugar is normal as well. Or can't find their arthritis pain or bone spur. Or they don't need their Viagra and can sleep without getting up 3 or 4 times a night. CardioPrim is safe, effective, affordable, and it's guaranteed. Feel 20 years younger. We've arranged a special offer for Friends of Liberty Roundtable. Go to CardioPrim.com and use LRT for login and password. Or call us at 702-449-0044. 702-449-0044. CardioPrim.com.
Welcome back. To get on the political cesspool, call us on James's dime, toll-free, at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. From God our Heavenly Father, a blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same.
how that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Tidings of comfort and joy from us to you, ladies and gentlemen, your humble correspondents here at the Political Cesspool Radio program to our listeners around the world. And truly they do, Keith, span the globe. Continuing on with the theme of this first hour, Christmas and the war on it, did you know that congressmen cannot say Merry Christmas in mail to their constituents? Now, we would ask the rhetorical question, how did it ever get to this point? But we already know the answer. But it looks as though the politically correct police have threatened members of the House of Representatives against wishing their constituents a Merry Christmas if they want to do so in a mailing paid for with tax dollars. Members who submit official mailings for review by the Congressional Franking Commission that reviews all congressional mail to determine if it can be franked or paid for with tax dollars are being told that no greetings of Merry Christmas can be sent in official mail. A Franking Commission spokesman confirmed to the Washington Examiner that members of Congress indeed cannot wish constituents Merry Christmas in any official mailing. Incidental use of the phrase Happy Holidays is permissible, but Merry Christmas is not. So, it's true, the elected representatives of the nation that puts In God We Trust on its currency are not permitted to use the greeting that has been uttered by every living American at least once in their lifetimes. It's just another demonstration, Keith, that political correctness and freedom of speech, faith, and thought are utterly incompatible. And you want to know the state religion of America in 2012, you ask yourself, what is the one religion that you cannot criticize? And it is the religion of political correctness. Political correctness is a religion, and it is our government's religion. It is our media's religion. You can criticize and condemn Christianity all you want. You criticize political correctness in a public manner, and they're going to call up the seventh level of hell, and we know about it all too well. But don't we all feel that America is a better place now because of such rules? Don't we feel that America is a happier, better place because congressmen can't say Merry Christmas now? Not that many of them would, anyway, for fear of offending Jewish sensibilities, but we sure can. And again, I would wish everyone listening a Merry Christmas. And meanwhile, Keith, as we say this, on the White House lawn, by the way, there's a menorah about 20 stories tall. I guess that the hypocrisy of that never seemed to occur to them.
Yeah, Wilmot Robertson really hit the nail on the head when he called white Gentiles the dispossessed majority of America. The majority of Americans are still Christians, but Christianity is the one religion that is not going to be tolerated, is not going to be represented in the public square. And again, who is taking the nativity scenes and the crosses away from the public squares or from the veterans' cemeteries? It's not the Muslim Brotherhood. It's not, the Ku Klux Klan. It's not any of those groups. It is the ACLU, which stands for the American Civil Liberties Union, which, as we said earlier, is a majority Jewish membership group, and the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, which is an explicitly Jewish organization because they have the words B'nai B'rith in their name. They are a subdivision of B'nai B'rith, which is a Jewish organization, explicitly Jewish organization versus the implicitly Jewish organization of the ACLU. They're the ones that get the heckler's veto and basically have worn down the resistance of Christian Americans. Christian Americans now are doing their best to try to ingratiate themselves to the people that hate them, and their hatred is implacable. Nothing that white Christians can do, no overtures towards diversity, no reaching out across racial lines or religious lines, none of that is going to gain you a dispensation. you're going to, it's a, you know, the new Caesars of American society will turn thumbs down on the majority of Americans whenever they're given the opportunity. Now, why do we put up with this? Why don't we just call a spade a dirty shovel, as we say, and tell them, we're not buying this anymore. We're not going to abide by it any more than, for example, black people are going to abide by segregation laws. We don't need to abide by laws that basically mock and marginalize us in our religion.
You know, when you go to our website, Keith, you can sign up for our email list. All you got to do is just put in your name and your email address, and you'll get all of our updates, which we send out once a week. I guess it's possible that I could go onto our website and put in your name and your email address, and you would begin to get our letters. Because someone has done that for me. I get every fundraising letter sent to James at thepoliticalcesspool.org from Abraham Foxman and the Anti-Defamation League, the very misnamed Anti-Defamation League. The only time I ever go to the ADL's website is when they're bad-mouthing us. So, in other words, I go there pretty often, but I've never signed up for their emails. But somebody signed me up for their emails, and I got their latest fundraising pitch from Foxman and the ADL this week. And they signed me up as Benjamin, like Benjamin, but there's a Y there instead of a J. So whoever signed me up, whoever did the practical joke, that's the ADL emails James at thepoliticalcesspool.org, and I am named Benjamin. And it said, "Dear Benjamin, somebody said Merry Christmas in America this week. Please send us $100 million so we can stamp that out." Well, it wasn't quite that bad, but it was almost that bad. And but these are the practitioners of love and tolerance and multiculturalism. Not much tolerance for the Christian faith, is it, Keith? Especially here at Christmas time when the war against Christmas is as hot as ever before. It's going nuclear, as they say.
Well, again, it's Orwellian. The Anti-Defamation League is actually the Defamation League, and they specialize in defaming Christians and defaming white Gentiles at every turn and persecuting white Gentiles. They're not defending Jewish people that are being defamed. That's absurd. Jewish people are held up on a pedestal in America, in today's America. In fact, they're like Caesar's wife. They're beyond reproach. You can't even mention. See, the two greatest taboos in our Ten Commandments of heresy in America, which we call political correctness, the two largest, strongest taboos are race and Jewish power and influence. You cannot mention the J word or the N word, and if you do, you're cast into the outer darkness. And the reason in particular that you can't mention the J word is if you mention it, you're probably doing what we're doing right now, which is telling people, hey, if you want to know why liberalism is triumphing, if you want to know who's behind it all, if you want to know where the brains are, if you want to know where the money is, if you want to know where the organizational skill is, where the zeal comes from, that's where you look. They cannot tolerate that message. That message, unfortunately, would resonate with a lot of people. A lot of people would have an aha moment, not only in America, in places like South Africa. Who do you think was behind and were the prime movers in the anti-apartheid movement in South Africa? The Hottentots, or the Muslims, or the people from the subcontinent of India? Think again. You know who it was. It's the same way in Europe. It's the same way everywhere. These are the people that make the yeast rise, make the dough rise in liberalism and in every corrosive, radical egalitarian movement that's come down the pike. You know, who are the feminists? Gloria Steinem, Betty Friedan. Who are they? Not Southern Baptists, okay? Same thing with environmentalists. Same thing with radical homosexuals. It's always, like I said, the footprints lead back to the same camp each and every time.
The sad thing is that these people have caused the Southern Baptists, of which I am a member, to fall on their own sword to the extent that they're hardly recognizable. And I know, Keith, you mentioned the N-word and the things you can't say. Of course, we wouldn't want to say that, and we've talked about that before. We don't use language like that, and there's no need for it. Not that you should go to jail if you do. I mean, it's just another curse word as far as I'm concerned, slang, crude. But, yeah, but when talking about the J-word, and we address it in the manner that we're addressing it right now, which I think is very open and honest, and you can more than have a right and feel free to disagree with us, but disagree with us in a gentlemanly way, challenge us to a duel or something, you know, a verbal duel. But we should be able to discuss the facts as we see them, and you should be able to combat us in the court of public opinion, but you should not be able to stifle our dissent. And as long as there is still breath in us and until God calls us home, we will speak up for the things that we see to be true. Got to take a break. We've cornered the first lap of the race this evening. Two more hours forthcoming. You're not going to want to miss it.
Thought he had religion, others thought he had a demon in heart. Thought he had a weed eater loose in his Fruit of the Looms. He fell to his knees to plead and beg, and the squirrel ran out of his britches leg unobserved to the other side of the room. All the way down to the 8th.